The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, Ghana SA accused of match fixing as Group G fixtures in ongoing FIFA World Cup goes down to the wire. Amir of Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawdi Wahab Adam, passes on. Police continue to make more arrests in connection with murder of Chief of Bimbila in Northern Region. Three detained Al Jazeera journalists in Egypt to know their fate today. Malaysia bans Christians from using Allah to refer to God. And Sunni militants continue to make significant gains in Iraqi conflict. The news in detail.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The Amir in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Dr. Mawdi Wahab Adam, is dead. He died yesterday at the Kolibu Teaching Hospital in Accra. A statement issued by the General Secretary said the National Executive Council will meet shortly to announce the burial arrangement in line with Islamic tradition. Meanwhile, a book of condolence will be opened at the mission's national headquarters at Osunya Neba Estates from today at 10 a.m. Dr. Wahab Adam left behind a wife and seven children. Radio Ghana will bring you an update of on his funeral arrangements. In a tribute in memory of his colleague, member of the National Peace Council, the chairman of the council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, described Mawdi Adam as a humble servant with no comparable compassion. For him, Mawdi Adam served his Lord Allah with dedication, adding that Allah will be compassionate and place him in a good place. Reverend Professor Asante asked his wife and children to look up to Allah in this difficult moment of grief.
Mawdi Wahab is one of the people that, as far as I'm concerned, will not draw a distinction between his faith and that of other people. He was not a bigot, a man who really related to all across religious lines and across political lines. In my capacity as the chairman of the National Peace Council, I found him to be very reliable, somebody you could easily work with, somebody who will stand by you in all situations. He is humble, and I don't think that we can have a companion like him.
Now that he's no more, and you've been a reverend minister of that caliber,
yes,
a man of faith, is there a message you want to leave with a wife and family?
I think Mawdi served his Lord. He dedicated all his life, right from his student days when he went for the training and came back, to serve God, Allah. And I do know that the good Lord will be considerate and he will place him in a good place. I just want to assure the family members that our prayers are with them. We'll continue to bear them up in prayer. In this moment of bereavement, may they stand tall and look up to Allah for him to grant them the peace that they need.
Is death a good thing or otherwise?
Oh no, death is not a bad thing. It's just that because we are human, separation, every separation is not an easy thing. But you see, so long as we are living and we are mortal, we will die. Death is inevitable and it is good for us. God created it that way. And so my humble prayer is that when we confront death, we will be in a position to face it, looking up to God and hoping that even though we may be dead, that will not be the end of the story.
Chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, on the death of the Amir of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawdi Wahab Adam. The Managing Director of Research and Innovation of Zoom Lion, George Roxon, has blamed poor sanitation in the Accra metropolis and its environs on poor spatial planning of the city. He said the growing population in the city is making sanitation difficult as there is no dumping site. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, Mr. Roxon called on government to invest more in recycling waste that is generated in the city.
We have very poor spatial planning. Accra is vastly expanded. We don't have final disposal sites. We don't have transfer stations. We don't have treatment facilities. How do we intend to solve problems that are coming up if we are not planning for them? This is the major issue, that if we keep looking at just the storage, transportation, we will be going through them, but the route will still be there.
And what have you been able to do as a waste management company?
Those are the planning things. And you know, planning is not for the company. We support or share ideas so that the policymakers, the city planners, would buy into and then work along the Zoom Lion stakeholders to set up the Accra composting and recycling facility. That has not been
only innovation, but we've also put currently working together with ELA, Legendary and other stakeholders to put up a transfer station in Accra so that at least we can quickly mop up waste from the system.
George Roxon is the research director of Zoom Lion. For his part, the chief environmental health officer of AMA, Samuel Kudu, said the assembly's environmental health officers, popularly known as town council, are still in force in ensuring that the public comply with proper sanitation practices. He denied allegations that the officers do not inspect sanitation works in various homes anymore. Mr. Kudu said though the assembly is facing certain challenges in that direction, they are committed to enforcing the law on sanitation.
They are there, at least we have 10 of the submetros, but the problem is these officers are overwhelmed with the population of Accra, and so they are not officers in uniform that you can see like the police or the immigration officers or whatever. So even though they are working, you don't see them. Most often they take complaints and they solve them. And also they have the problem of even sending cases to court. There are a whole lot of cases, but then there are no sanitary courts. For Accra, we have just one sanitary court now. And so the cases are lined up, and sometimes it becomes demotivating for you to detect sanitary nuisances, and then the offenders are listed up, and then sending them to court becomes a problem.
Mr. Kudu is the Chief Environmental Health Officer of the AMA. A research scientist at CSIR, Mr. Gilbert Selume, said though Ghana is making an effort in recycling waste, more needs to be done in the technical aspect. He suggested that more recycling plants be built to accommodate the large amount of waste being collected around.
Where is it even again efforts have been made to put those things there? Some people again mismanage them. So we can talk again about attitudinal change. Where even they have been put there, it is again linked to that factor whereby after it is being collected, where are we sending them to? The best example I can talk of now, which I think we've all been witnessing, is for instance the plastic industry. A lot has been done, but we are still challenged. Simply because I find it quite interesting when some guys are driving and I see trucks loaded with this sort of water material. It is just because the facility has been provided, thereby this material can be sent and then processed. So the technical intervention again is very critical. Where you have those facilities that you can think of talking out and sending them there. But where you don't have one inside that plant, if you stop them, where you send them out again? I think Mr. Pundu rightly said it, that collection, transportation, and then the treatment.
You heard panelists on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point. The senior nursing officer at the cervical units of the Volta Regional Hospital, who, Ruby Kwajupo, has cautioned females to stop the insertion of gel ointments and adulterated materials into their private parts aimed at enhancing sexual vitality, saying the practice is a major cause of cervical cancer. She said, indiscriminate sexual habits among women, particularly early sexual practice of children below 15 years, are some other means of contracting human papillomavirus, HPV, the sexually transmitted infections that lead to cervical cancer. Mrs. Kwajupo was speaking at Tema at a seminar and health screening and treatment exercise organized by the EP Church Meridian Presbytery Women's Fellowship. The event also marked the launch of the EP Church Women Day slated for next Sunday. Mrs. Kwajupo urged women with symptoms such as abnormal menstruation periods at least twice monthly, syphilis, and indication of genital wax after sex to seek early medical diagnosis and treatment. Reverend Dr. Mrs. Bridget Ben-Naima of the Guidance and Counseling Department of the University of Ghana and chaplain of the EP Church, Legon Branch, urged maternal parents to serve as worthy mentors to their children in order to curb the high incidence of moral decay and child delinquency in the Ghanaian society. She paid tribute to Mrs. Vida Jobo and the late Mrs. Van Leer for establishing the EP Church Women's Fellowship and urged the current leadership of the fellowship to be committed to promoting unity in the church. The Vice Synod Moderator of the EP Church Meridian Presbytery, Reverend Emma Sefa, who performed the launch of the Women's Day, urge women not to shun their parental responsibility of upholding virtues of dignity in their homes and society. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Ghana FA accused of match fixing as Group G fixtures and ongoing FIFA World Cup goes down to the wire. Amir of Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawlvi Wahab Adam, passes on. Police continue to make more arrests in connection with murder of Chief of Bimbila in Northern Region. 3 detained Al Jazeera journalists in Egypt to know their fate today. Malaysia bans Christians from using Allah to refer to God. And Sunni militants continue to make significant gains in Iraqi conflict. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
Welcome back. The Ghana Football Association has called for police investigations into claims of alleged match fixing. The British Daily Telegraph and Channel 4's dispatches allege that a Ghanaian club official and a FIFA agent said they could arrange the rigging of matches involving the national team. According to the report, the two agents presented a contract worth $170,000 for each match organized, which the GFA president Kwesi Nyantechi agreed to. But the GFA, in a statement, has denied the claims, saying the contract was for the purchase of rights to friendly matches involving Ghana and not for match fixing. It adds that the GFA did not even sign the contract. The association said the matter has been reported to FIFA and the Confederation of African Football, and that a request has also been made to the Ghana Police Service to investigate the two men. We'll bring you more on the story.
According to the report by the Telegraph and Channel 4's dispatches, it launched a six-month investigation into match fixing after receiving information that some football associations were working with criminal gangs looking to rig scores in international games. Reporters from the Telegraph and a former FIFA investigator claimed they represented an investment company that wanted to sponsor games. Christopher Forsyth, a registered FIFA agent, along with Obed Nketia, who is the chief executive of Brekum Chelsea and sits on the management committee of the Ghana Under 20 national team, boasted that they could employ corrupt officials who would rig matches played by Ghana. The president of the Ghana Football Association, Kwesi Nyantechi, then met the undercover reporter and investigator, along with Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Nketia, and agreed a contract which would see the team play in the rigged matches in return for payment. But the GFA has denied it.
The contents of the publication are not wholly true. I was sent a press inquiry from the newspaper and I provided a full account of what transpired. It's unfortunate that they did not report fully what I told them. First of all, I've not agreed to any match-fixing deal involving the FA.
The contract is said to cost $170,000 for each match organized by the fixers involving the Ghanaian team and will allow a bogus investment firm to appoint match officials in breach of FIFA rules. The company will appoint and pay for the cost of the referees and match officials in consultation with an agreed FIFA member association. The report alleges that during a meeting, Mr. Nyantechi suggested that the fictional investment company put on two matches after the World Cup to prove that they were able to organize games. But the Ghana Football Association says the two men approached Mr. Nyantechi often to purchase the rights to friendly matches involving Ghana. They were subsequently asked to submit their proposal for consideration, which they did, and it was duly submitted to the legal committee of the GFA for perusal and advice. The statement said the GFA did not sign the contract as they waited for the response from the legal committee. In an interview with the BBC, Mr. Nyantechi said the matter had been reported to the relevant authorities for action to be taken.
To tarnish the hard-won reputation of the Ghana FA and also to try and devalue the participation of the country at the World Cup. And it's not acceptable at all. This matter will be taken up at the appropriate quarters, and I think we must ensure that justice is done. We will not allow the good name of our country, the Football Association, and our national team to be dragged into mud.
What did the players ask you about this story?
It's not a matter for the players. We are not so much involved in these things. The headline is misleading. It has nothing to do with the World Cup, and so we're not worried about it. We're very much concerned about the World Cup and the next game, which is against Portugal.
The allegation, however, does not involve the World Cup matches. Ghana are third in Group G after a draw and a defeat.
You heard a news desk report. The Northern Regional Minister Alhaji Limuna Muniru says 15 people have so far been arrested in connection with the murder of the Bimbilana in the Northern Region. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Alhaji Muniru said the security agencies at Bimbila and its environs are still on the hunt for more perpetrators of the crime. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwati.
There's been an unfortunate situation, and we as government strictly condemned this act. But when it happened, immediately there was a swift response to that. We had to move immediately at RegSec the scene. We're there, we met with DISEC, we're given the brief, then we visited the scene, and we stepped up security, deployed a lot of men, take control of the place, and the place is very calm for now. We've also put a lot of intelligence people there to do a lot of investigations for us. Bimbila is very calm. But before we left the scene, we had made some arrests, and the arrest will be taking them to Accra. We are all in Accra there. We are not going to leave anything unturned. We are pursuing the people. The perpetrators will be pursued to the later.
How many arrest time have you made as of now?
So far, we've made about 15 people. We've arrested about 15. The first day, we arrested 10. Yesterday, we got 2 in Bimbila town, and 3 were arrested around in Konta.
Northern Regional Minister Alhaji Limuna Muniru in that interview with Ibrahim Kwating on the current development on the murder of the Bimbilana. Residents of La Nativity, a suburb of Accra, yesterday afternoon witnessed a bloody scene when a pregnant woman aborted her pregnancy and left the 7-month-old baby in a gutter. Jennifer Odoi witnessed the scene in this interview with Radio Ghana.
The venue is at Nativity La, a stone thrown from the church building itself. Baby with a cord like 7 or 6 months that has been drawn into the gutter. As of now, no one can determine who exactly put the baby in the gutter. I've talked to 2 to 3 people and they said they only saw some lady pouring water with a black bucket. A doctor is around here who can predict. She said they expected to 7 months beside him, and they have dropped the husband into the gutter with a cord attached to it. The baby didn't have all.
Did you try talking to any authority in the area?
No authorities have come around, but they have sent people to the Labadi police station to come around and come and have a look so that they know how to control the crowd.
Jennifer Odoi reporting for Radio Ghana. A court in Egypt will deliver a verdict in the case of 3 Al Jazeera journalists jailed since December. Peter Greste, Mohamed Fahmy and Baher Mohamed are accused of spreading false news and supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, but they have denied the charges. The case has caused an international outcry, with rights groups saying the trial is politicized. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has appealed to Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi for Mr. Greste's release. Malaysia's highest court has rejected a challenge to the ban on Christians using the word Allah to refer to God in a highly divisive legal case in the Muslim-majority nation. The case was brought by the Catholic Church, which sought to overturn a ban first put in place in 2007. But the federal court said an earlier ruling backing the ban was correct. The case began over the use of Allah to refer to the Christian God in the Catholic Church's Malay language paper. People of all faiths use the word Allah in Malay to refer to their deities. Christians argue that they have used the word which entered Malay from Arabic to refer to their God for centuries, and that the ruling violates their rights. Malaysian authorities say its use by Christians could confuse Muslims and lead some to convert to Christianity. A road system built by the Inca Empire has been granted World Heritage status by the United Nations Cultural Agency, UNESCO. The Capacnan Roads go through 6 South American countries. It was built in the most diverse terrains, linking communities in the Andes Mountains to fertile valleys, rainforests, and deserts. UNESCO described the system as an engineering wonder that must be restored and preserved. Israel has carried out airstrikes on military targets in Syria. The military said the move is in response to the killing of a 15-year-old boy in a strike in the occupied Golan Heights on the border between the two countries. 2 others, including the boy's father, an Israeli defense contractor, were injured when a blast hit their vehicle. Now to end the news, the main points again. The Ghana Football Association has been accused of match-fixing in a report by the British Daily Telegraph and Channel 4 dispatches. It is alleged that a Ghanaian club official and a FIFA agent said they could arrange the rigging of matches involving the national team, but the GFA in a statement has denied the claims. The association has reported the issue to FIFA and the Confederation of African Football, and a request has also been made to the Ghana Police Service to investigate the 2 men. And the Emir of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mauvu Wahab Adam, is confirmed dead. He died yesterday at the Kolibu Teaching Hospital in Accra. The burial arrangements which is in line with Islamic traditions, is yet to be announced. Meanwhile, a book of condolence will be opened at the mission's national headquarters at Osu, Nyandeba Estates, from today at 10 a.m. The news was presented by Samuel Esna in Accra.